Welcome to Amplifying Leadership and to Thursday with Tara. I am Tara Lehman, a partner, coach, and consultant at Twin Life Coaching and Business Services, of which Amplifying Leadership is a division. I hope to bring you some information or a key takeaway you can use to build, enhance, or grow your leadership skills with Tip Thursday with Tara. I don't know how many leaders actually use that phrase. Probably not as many as you think. We can't possibly know everything, can we? So is there something important about the phrase, I don't know? So somewhere along the way in our business world, many of us picked up that belief that we as leaders need to have all the answers. And I've mentioned this before. But the truth is, pretending to know everything doesn't just cause errors in some cases, but it doesn't build trust either, and it can actually break it. When you do try to, we'll call it fake knowing something, or you use the you don't say I don't know when you truly don't, people do see through that. And when they do, it really does erode that credibility that you need as a leader. On the other hand, if we do say I don't know, we are being honest, we're being authentic. And you know what? It makes us human because humans do not know everything and we don't need to. This I don't know also does open up a space for collaboration with our team, because what usually does come after I don't know is, you know, when we're actually using it effectively, is something that may be, you know, I don't know, but let's figure this out together. We want collaborative conversations with our teams. And that is where the trust grows. That is where you shift from being the person who says they have all the answers to the leader who creates answers and solutions with the team, because you don't have all the answers. So I have a challenge for you this week. I want you to take a few minutes to reflect on a couple of things. First, think about a time when you pretended to know something. How did it really truly feel when you said that pretending information to a team member? And what impact did it have on the people around you, on the work that you were doing? Once you have that, I want you to think about a recent situation where you instead of could have said, I don't know. What would have maybe changed if you had chosen honesty instead of what normally happens, which is the pressure of leaders knowing everything and, you know, faking it or trying to do the best you can instead of just saying, I don't know. What could have changed? Doing a reflection like this can actually help us notice patterns in ourselves and maybe those unconscious times that we fake knowing something. It's about bringing them conscious, remember. And once we are more aware that we are doing that, we can make those better choices moving forward. So think about the next time you find yourself covering something up, for example, or you hear yourself trying to talk through something you don't have all the answers to. Actually pause. And I want you to try saying something, you know, like, I don't know, but let's explore this together. At the end of the day, leadership is not about being perfect. Again, not the first time I've said this. It's about being real and authentic. And the I don't know might just be the three powerful words that you can use to actually build your team and collaboration, because you're asking them for help. You're asking for solutions and asking everybody to work together. Thank you for joining me for this week's Tip Thursday with Tara. I have just launched a brand new leadership community with leaders of all levels, for leaders of all levels. Whether you're diving into topics like this every week, or you're a new leader or want to be a leader who just needs to learn a little bit about leadership, we're there for you in that space. It's a space for leaders to grow, reflect, and connect with other leaders who are doing all of the same work as you with heart. If that sounds like something you'd benefit from, please visit us at amplifyingleadership.ca/community-info. That is our Tip Thursday with Tara for this week. If you or someone you know is struggling with leadership priorities to building strong, empowered teams, I'm here to help. Please visit our website for more information on programs, community, coaching, and more at amplifyingleadership.ca, a Twin Life Coaching and Business Services division. Until next time, remember, leadership matters.